Today, President Bush took the first step towards forcing West Coast ports to reopen. Talks aimed at ending the lockout that shut down ports broke down late last night. The talks are deadlocked on the issue of who has jurisdiction over jobs created by new technology, management, or the union. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
There is plenty of finger-pointing between the union and management over just who is to blame for the breakdown in negotiations. The union says management hasn't budged from its initial position. Joe Menacci, president of the Pacific Maritime Association, or PMA, which represents the ports, says they have made concessions worth more than $1 billion.
We guaranteed any worker whose job might be affected by the introduction of technology that not one of these longshoremen would lose his job as a result of technology.
Menacci says the union is trying to prevent the introduction of new technologies that will speed traffic at the ports. Not so, says Richard Mead, president of Local 10 of the ILWU, or International Longshore and Warehouse Union. Mead says they simply want to make sure that whatever new jobs technology creates are under union jurisdiction.
Now, we have a current agreement that says they can introduce any kind of technology they wish. But when it's all said and done, whatever jobs are there are union.
The ILWU is considered one of the most powerful unions left in an era in which union membership is declining. Peter Olney, associate director of the Institute for Labor and Employment at the University of California, Berkeley, says labor sees the ILWU's struggle as key to its future.
If they score a victory here, it not only helps workers in that kind of battle, but it sets an example for workers all over the country.
But the economic fallout of this battle is growing. Businesses say they are losing millions of dollars. Today, President Bush appointed a board of inquiry to look at the economic impact of the lockout. That is the first step in the process of invoking the Taft-Hartley Act, which would allow the president to reopen the ports for an 80-day cooling-off period. Secretary of Labor Elaine Chao expressed frustration today with both parties in the dispute.
Now, ordinary Americans are being seriously harmed by this dispute. Factory workers are being laid off because they can't get vital parts delivered on time. These layoffs will only increase if the ports do not reopen this week.
Chao says that the Board of Inquiry may come back with its findings as early as tomorrow. President Bush then must show in court that the lockout is creating a threat to national health and safety. Jimmy Carter, the last president to try and use the act, was unsuccessful at getting the court's permission. However, this time, many believe the stakes are much higher, especially at a moment when the nation may be getting ready to go to war. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.